From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, April 23rd. Coming up, we'll learn about a new program from the City of Champaign and the Unit 4 School District that aims to narrow the racial achievement gap in the district. We learn more from Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinoisans who want to own guns would have to be fingerprinted before getting or renewing their concealed carry license under a measure advancing in the Illinois House. Hannah Meisel has more.
Illinois currently doesn't require would-be gun owners to get fingerprinted before getting their concealed carry licenses or firearm owners' identification cards, but they can submit fingerprints to speed up the process, which is how the Illinois State Police found a domestic battery conviction on a future mass shooter's record in 2014. Though Gary Martin's FOID card was revoked, he never surrendered his guns, and 5 years later, Martin killed five co-workers at a warehouse in Aurora. State Representative Kathy Willis, a Democrat from Addison, says optional fingerprinting is no longer acceptable.
I want to make it sure that we go through everybody and make sure that we do catch those people up front at the beginning.
Willis's proposal would also require universal background checks whenever a gun is sold, unless it's to an immediate family member. I'm Hannah Meisel.
The Illinois House last night voted unanimously to pass a measure to end the use of isolation timeout rooms in schools and ban restraining children while on their stomachs. Both disciplinary techniques gained attention after the Chicago Tribune and ProPublica published an investigation in 2019 about their widespread use in Illinois schools. State Representative Jonathan Carroll, a Democrat from Northbrook, says he had firsthand experience getting locked in timeout rooms in schools as a child with a behavioral disorder.
I asked this body today to try to do the right thing, and the right thing for us to do is end the practice of using isolation timeouts and end the practice of restraint in our schools.
Isolation rooms and prone restraint are disproportionately used on students of color and children with disabilities. The Illinois State Board of Education last year drafted rules banning the use of seclusion rooms and prone restraint for punishment, but still allowed them to be used in the name of safety. The legislation would ban both completely and now heads to the state Senate for consideration. For the second year in a row, Muslims in the Champaign-Urbana community are observing Ramadan in the middle of a pandemic. That's prompted modifications to typical Ramadan traditions, but for some, the pandemic is offering new ways to celebrate. Takea Alameen is a board member of the Muslim American Society Urbana-Champaign.
One of the positive things of COVID is that because we were so, secluded from the community, we did a lot of, personal reflection on our own selves and our connection with God. And so that's kind of been happening even more, I think, with COVID.
Alameen says normally at mosques like the Central Illinois Mosque and Islamic Center in Urbana, worshipers pray shoulder to shoulder. But everyone is now 6 feet apart to meet social distancing guidelines. Ramadan is set to end at sundown on May 12th. Public health officials in Champaign-Urbana reported 21 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, with the 7-day rolling average test positivity rate currently at 3.9%, excluding University of Illinois data. The number of active cases fell by more than 100 to 320. The death toll remains at 141. County officials also report more than 1,300 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine were administered Wednesday. More than 64,000 people have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19 in the county, which accounts for more than 37% of the vaccine-eligible population and about 31% of the entire county population. Still to come, we'll learn about the LIFT program, which is aiming to help close the racial achievement gap in Champaign Unit 4 schools. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows is next on 217 Today.
Food is at the center of our lives here in Illinois. All of us eat it, many of us grow it, some of us might be struggling to afford it. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom's agriculture reporter. I'm working to tell the stories that affect us all, from the food supply chain to food insecurity. Listen for my reports on AM 580 and FM 90.9, and look for my stories online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. During a study session this week, the Champaign City Council renewed its support for a new program aimed at narrowing the racial achievement gap in Champaign Unit 4 schools. The city and school district are working together to launch the LIFT Champaign program, which will provide help to students and their families, mostly Black, facing the greatest need. Deputy City Manager Joan Walls and Unit 4 Assistant Superintendent of Equity and Inclusion Angela Ward talked about the program with Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows. Walls began by outlining the program's basic details.
So the Lift Champaign program is an intense wraparound support program to support youth and families who really are in crises. Lift stands for Leading Individuals and Families to Transformation. And it's just so important that the school district and the city recognize back in 2018, a real need to begin to think about what we might be able to do to partner with families. And so we reviewed materials and we had an opportunity to talk with families and talk with teachers and elected officials and the students and youth, and we listened. And so this Lift Champaign program is designed specifically answering and responding to the needs that the families shared with us.
And Angela, can you tell me a little bit about, in talking with the families, what were they needing and how could the school district and the city provide it?
For a lot of our families, I think what they need is an opportunity. When you talk about the needs of social, emotional, and behavioral supports, students needing tutoring during the school day, extended day activities, things to do on the weekend while you have parents who may be working, and really just a peer or someone to talk to and to navigate through maybe college and career opportunities that parents have not been able to experience, specific things that we take as basic fundamental needs that we understand through marginalization and through systems and trauma sometimes, you know, really gets in the way of families having those same experiences. So for our families, they just want an opportunity to have access to those things to help get them there.
How do you identify families in need, or do they seek you out?
We're data-driven, so we had metrics that included food or shelter insecurity, academic needs, discipline, referrals, or suspensions. That's traumatic for a student, right? Because at that point, they've been rejected to some extent from our school. So when we look at those metrics, that was how we identify families and students that may have had adverse experiences or may be having some challenges. And we're going to invite them. It's our role to reach out, to take a stance of advocacy.
And it sounds like, just from the few examples that you mentioned, that this can cover a wide range of things from, say, help at school to things like just being able to keep a household together with food and shelter.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's what's unique about the Lift Champaign program. It wraps around the entire family. To some people, the school day ends at 3 o'clock, but we know that trauma and challenges occur after 3 p.m. And so what makes this different than some of the other programs is it's the ability to connect with the families, understand what their needs are, and really build a support system and network based on each family's individual needs, because they all will differ.
And how many families will you serve, and for how long will they receive the services?
There's 78 individual students identified first. Our goal is to serve them until the needs are met, as long as it's within our purview to get those needs met. So it's not like we put a time limit to say, you know what, you've experienced trauma and you need to be done in 6 months, right? No, we will give them the time to heal and be empowered.
So that brings up the question is, how do you measure success in this program? How do you know if Lift Champaign has worked or if it hasn't, and when will you know?
I think success will be determined during the intake process of what it is families are trying to achieve, what some of the overall non-negotiables may be as a student, and how those things mesh. I think that measures success. Success means that we're not seeing our students in the middle of continued trauma, continued school failure, poverty, and violence.
That's Assistant Superintendent Angela Ward with the Champaign Unit 4 School District. She and Champaign Deputy City Manager Joan Walls spoke with Jim Meadows about the Lift program to help Black school children and their families. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says skies will be mostly cloudy today and will hit a high of 60 degrees. That's it for today. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jose Zepeda, and Jim Meadows. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.